Hi everybody, this is Miles Moore with my dad. We're doing an interview. The date is Thursday, December 15th. I am in Chicago, Illinois. And the first question for you is, can you tell me about a person who has been kindest to you in your life?
I think the person that was the kindest and is the kindest to me is my mother. She's known me from day one, and she's protected me and loved me and helped me out in my life more than anybody.
Can you describe a moment that was really nice of her?
Well, there's many. But I remember when I was in the military, and I was young, I was 18, and I was living in the woods, training with the Army, living in little foxholes. We were dug in these holes in the ground, and I hated being in the. I hated that job. We would sleep in there every night, and it was freezing cold in February in New Jersey. And my mom took the train and snuck me some hot soup from Boston. So I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah. All right. The second question for you is, can you tell me about one of your happiest memories and why it was important to you?
One of my happiest memories. I mean, I can remember the day that you were born, and you're my first son, and I can remember your mom being so happy. It was a very scary moment, actually, but the docs were on top of it, and I can remember you came out perfect, and we were extremely happy, and just felt blessed.
What was the scary moment when that happened?
The scary moment was your heart rate went up, and I can't remember, but I think we were worried that the umbilical cord was around your neck, possibly. There was something where your heart rate went up that you had to come out, and we did a C-section with your mom.
Okay.
And that was pretty scary. Mm. I remember they had you. I saw them take you right out of her gut and put you right on the table. It was so awesome.
Okay. The fourth question is, can you tell me about someone you'll always remember?
Someone or something?
Someone.
Someone I'll always remember. It's so funny. So today marks my 25th anniversary of doing what I do for a living, and I met this guy doing chair massage in this mall, and he was this old Vietnam veteran guy. He looked pretty rough, pretty tough looking guy, and he gave me a 15-minute chair massage, and it just opened my mind up to getting into holistic health. And I just never forgot that guy, how you can really impact somebody with just a 10-15 minute conversation that could change their life forever. That guy, I don't even know his name, but I'll never forget his face.
Do you like have his number or something?
No way. I was 18 years old. I'm 50 now.
Wow. Okay, the last question for you is, what do you feel most grateful for you in your life?
Well, I'm grateful for every day that I wake up and I'm above ground. That's the first thing. I think that's my mindset, is that I get an opportunity to try to impact my world the best I can when I wake up. So I'm grateful that I get to wake up. I can't believe I'm 50 years old. I can't believe I got to do this for quite a while. So there's many, many things that I, that my health, my, you, my family, all the things that are important to me, you know.
And the last question, or second to last, is what do you regret most in your life?
Oh, do you want to get into this now? Let me see. Let me see. That's a tough one to, that's a tough one to say on a video in front of your classmates. There's, I think we both know.
Yeah. Well, what was, like, when you were younger, like, maybe childhood regrets?
Yeah, you know what? That's a, excuse me, that's a good question. You know what I regret? I regret giving up on myself as a kid. Like, I gave up on myself with, if something got too hard in school. I'm dyslexic. I had a hard time learning. And I settled for less. And I didn't push myself. And so I think I regret that. But if I didn't do that, though, I wouldn't have learned the importance of asking for what you need and trying to do what's right.
And that concludes our interview. Thank you for tuning in and accepting to answer these very hard questions. And yeah, that's it. Thank you.